younger guys coming with you to play. So tonight, the energy has to be big. There's not as many people in the stadium, so the bench has to be alive. And you got to create that energy for yourself, because as you're starting to see, you're going into Christmas break, you're probably playing some teams that people, you know, may not show up for as big. So I really think it's important tonight that they do what's really important. They've been crashing the boards. They've been dominating the paint. They've been shooting free throws really well. And they've been scoring in the Kohl Center almost 80 points a game. I can't remember a time before this, at least in my recent 20, 25 years, that there's been an 80-point a game in the Kohl Center.
You look at some of the KenPom numbers, and I know it's early in the season, but 10 games in, especially against the schedule they've had, it's a relatively decent sample size. They rank 12th. In adjusted offensive efficiency. They're still in the top 30 in defensive efficiency. Greg Gard would tell you that got work to do on that end of the floor. But the numbers are really good right now. And again, against the schedule they played, you know, it's not like they played 10 cupcakes here. So that tells you that you're right. They're not a finished product, but they're on a pretty good path right now, aren't they?
They're on a really good path. I like what they're doing. And I think Patrick said it really good at the beginning before we got going here, that when you play the type of teams that they've played, A, it makes you better for the whole rest of the season. But the other part of that, and I think John Blackwell said in his interview, you want to play those teams. You want to be on the court against that kind of competition. So it's only going to get them better, and it's going to continue to refine them and make them a really good product by the end of the year.
All right, we are about set to go. Wisconsin and Jacksonville State here tonight. Ray Harper, the head coach, won a couple of Division II national titles at Kentucky Wesleyan, and then a couple of NAIA crowns at Oklahoma City. Two NCAA tournament bids as a Division I program. Most recently, two seasons ago, they also got in 2017. They were part of the Ohio Valley Conference then. They've gone from the Ohio Valley Conference to the A-Sun. Now they're in Conference USA. Good luck trying to keep all this straight, right?
It's super difficult, but all we have to know tonight is they're a good team.
Yes.
And again, if Wisconsin does not bring that energy and that focus, they're a team that if they get going, they're going to be hard to stop.
Badgers wearing the home white Cardinal trim. Little player-designed alternate uniform. Forms, not drastically different from what fans have seen in the past. Got the outline of the state of Wisconsin on
nice
the shorts.
Look.
Yeah, nice look, little grayish look in the numbers of Wisconsin. Jacksonville State traveling black unis and the red and white trim. It'll be Mason Nicholson and Stephen Crowell jumping center. Jeffrey Anderson, Brian Dorsey, Brian McNutt are your officials. The toss and tap will belong to the Badgers, and we are underway here at the Kohl Center in Madison. Wisconsin moving to our left. Jack State starts man-to-man. Chucky Hepburn on the left side against Quincy Clark. Goes to A.J. Store. He's with Travis Roberts. Refeeds Hepburn at the left point. Chucky loops it inside. Caught by Crowell. Out to Chucky. Stamps off a three left of the circle, and that just clipped the rim. No good. Rebound run down. Tyler Wall comes up with the left corner. Second chance here for Wisconsin. Store throws to Hepburn at the top of the arc. Hepburn on the dribble. Right lane line on the attack. Pushed up an air ball with the right hand. It comes down to Nicholson. That shot got partially deflected. And here's Quincy Clark to the front court for Jack State, moving to our right. Travis Roberts high on the right against A.J. Store. Throwing to Clark right corner as Hepburn closes out, and Chucky knocked it away and out of bounds. And the Gamecocks will secure it with 13 on the shot clock.
Well, even though it was not what everybody wanted on the finish of that offensive play, the ball moved really well, and they've got to continue to do that. What I like on this end, on the defensive end, they've got a lot of pressure on the ball, which they need to do.
Clark brings it out front. Shot clock is at 10. Clark steps back. Mid-range jumper right wing. No good. Rebound Stephen Crowell for Wisconsin. A minute in, we have no score. Hepburn throwing to Tyler Wall, top of the circle, gives off to Klesman, flips it to Crowell, gives off to Hepburn, now high on the right, sends to Wall, top of the circle. Wall will hand it off to Klesman at the free throw line, darts a pass to A.J. Store, tries a three left side, around and out, no good. Rebound to Jawan Purdue of Jacksonville State. Kiki Tandy, the former Xavier Musketeer, against Chucky Hepburn. Works off a high screen from Nicholson. Throws to Purdue. A jab step. Now tries a three on the right side. That bangs off the left side iron. No good. Crowell, another rebound. Still scoreless. A minute and a half gone by. Wall starts to attack off the left wing, and Jawan Purdue is called for the foul.
That's a smart play there by Wall, because the rhythm's been off on both ends of the court just a little bit. get yourself into that rhythm, attack, and get them off balance a little bit. So I really like the heads-up play.
Mason Nicholson will sit down. Andres Burney, a 6'10 junior Alabama native, will check in. Inbounds pass to Hepburn. Minute 40 gone by. We have no score. Hepburn pounds the dribble outside right. Gets it to Crowell between the arcs. Refeeds Hepburn. Well above the three-point line on the right side with 12 of the shot clock. A throw in to Tyler Wall. Moving in right lane line. Wall backing. Turns. Goes up. Got fouled. That's Purdue who got him. And that's two quick fouls on Jawan Purdue, and Tyler Wall steps to the free throw line.
If he gets into that position all night, he's going to dominate in that position. There's just no way Purdue can keep him off the glass.
Tyler Wall at the foul line, a 64% foul shooter, but much better of late the last five games. He is 14 out of 17.
He just looks like he's in a better rhythm when he's getting to the free throw line.
Yeah, he does. And the first free throw bounces in. So you start to get that little shooter's bounce when you're in rhythm.
A little confident.
Yes, sir. Purdue will come out with the two fouls. Marcellus Brigham, 6'7 junior out of Memphis, Tennessee, will come in. Both Ray Harper and Greg Gard tend not to play guys who pick up two fouls in the first half. Second free throw for Wall is good for the first 2 points of the game. A minute 55 gone by, 2-0 Wisconsin. Both of these teams play at a similar pace in terms of possessions per game as well. Burney with a ball at the top of the circle, gives off to Travis Roberts, being chased by Storr. Roberts pull up, left elbow jump is good. Travis Roberts.
Really good off rhythm, a move by Roberts. Just really nice attack off that shoulder.
2:15 gone by, tied at two. Klesman at the top of the circle, retreats against Tandy, gives off to Hepburn outside right. Tucking with the pass fake left, loops it into Wall, baseline right. Brigham defending, a throw out to Hepburn, top of the circle, 10 of the shot clock. Hepburn flips it to Klesman, off the crowd high screen. Klesman right lane line, goes to the goal. The layup is off the rim, no good. Knocked away the rebound. Klesman sent to the floor, his head. He may have snapped on the floor, but he's all right. As a foul is called, Burney went to the floor as well, but they're going to get the foul on Andres Burney of Jacksonville State.
Yeah, really nice hustle after the play by Max. Even though he missed that layup, he went for that second opportunity. And again, when you're not making shots, your rhythm's off a little bit. A little extra hustle goes a long way to get you back into that.
They're going over the scores table to make sure the shot clock is right. 2:40 gone by. We are tied at two. And I'm going to say the Jacksonville State did not secure the possession, so the shot clock will be at 26. You know, it should be at 20 seconds. Yeah, off the first miss, so it should put the shot clock at 20. Got that right. Inbounds pass to Hepburn outside left. Hepburn throwing to Crowell at the top of the circle. Burney defends. Inside feed caught by Wall. Left block. Turns. Trying to muscle it up with her right hand. Off the back of the rim, no good. Quincy Clark the rebound.
Yeah, just a little bit of a force with Steve out top. That's a better, even though it's a three-pointer, it's a better percentage shot.
There's Travis Roberts on the left wing for Jack State. Gives it to Quincy Clark on the left wing. Inside feed. Burney bobbles, gathers. Mid post left, moving in on Crowell, left shoulder turn, upright and good. Andres Burney averaging 4.5 a game. 4-2, the Gamecocks. 3:15 gone by. Hepburn with a pass for Crowell, top of the circle, sends to Storr, outside left. AJ thought about it, will feed Wall instead, reverses to Hepburn on the right side. Chucky gets it to Max Klesman, loops it into Wall, reverse layup, good, going right to left, tied at four.
Yeah, that's his patented move, coming off that shoulder and going to the opposite of the rim.
He's got that quick little spin to his game, doesn't he?
Really does.
4-4, Wisconsin and Jacksonville State, 3:45 into the game. Clark behind the back on the dribble, hard left-hand dribble in the lane, stops at the right elbow. Kick out to Roberts, tries a three on the left side, rattles in and out, no good. The rebound to Crowell for Wisconsin. Stevie getting some early boards here for the Badgers. Here's Chucky Hepburn off the Crowell screen. A pass for Wall, darts one to Klesman. Fakes the three, good close by Clark. Gets it inside, Wall catches, single coverage Brigham. A little dig from Burney, now Wall turns, left shoulder, flips it into the right hand. And it's Tyler Wall 6, Jacksonville State 4.
You would think with a fifth-year senior, they'd have that scouting report down to keep him off that shoulder. Yeah, but nice job. Abuse that until they take it away.
Yeah, they started to dig, and then they just swung the gate wide open for him there. With the ball is Clark. Gets it to Tandy, refeeds Clark high on the left, throws to Bernie, hands it back to Clark to the free throw line, takes it right of the lane, darts a pass to Bernie, and it's stolen away by Chucky Hepburn. Hepburn glides to the front court, leaves it for Storr, glides to the goal, goes up, blocked away. Hepburn digs it out of there, finds Storr, right corner three in the air, it's off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped, gathered by Wall, up and in, and Tyler Wall has the first 8 points for Wisconsin.
That is how you bring that energy. I love, there were four guys on that offensive rebounding series, and that's just the energy you need right now.
5:05 gone by, 8-4 Wisconsin. Here's Kiki Tandy at the top of the circle. He and Hepburn, that should be a fun matchup for us to describe here tonight.
It's a really good matchup. Two guys who have great hands, great
vision.
Yes, sir.
And Brigham throws one away. Badgers get the steal. Klesman to the front court. Max to the free throw line. Slipped it into Crowell at the left block. Stevie, left shoulder turn, up right hand. Missed it, but he was fouled. Free throws coming up for Stephen Crowell when we come out of the first media timeout. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. And the All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. 14:32 left in the first half. Wisconsin 8, Jacks State 4. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Menards is celebrating Ryan Blaney's NASCAR championship with 12% off everything. Homeworks creates thoughtfully designed faucets and bath fans that will align perfectly with your style. Get a modern matte black bathroom faucet from Homeworks. It features an LED light activated by water flow. On sale for $47.95 after 12% off. Hurry in before Christmas Day. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. Sorry, no price adjustments. See store for details.
The Todd Almost Show.
Dave in Minneapolis.
I'm embarrassed to say it, but I did vote for Trump the first time. But then after January 6th, I could not vote for him because he is a danger to, I think, us as a country.
Dave's absolutely right. There are foundational things that should transcend partisanship, right? Democracy, a peaceful transition of power, our veterans.
The Todd Almost Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at PeaceCorps.gov.
Badger fans, tonight's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Brew Pup, lots and lots of pizza, Old Dutch chips, and Pepsi. 14:32 left in the first half. 8-4 Wisconsin. Stephen Crowell stepping to the free throw line. He'll get a couple of throws early on, and the first is no good. We talked about during the break, Charlie, Chucky Hepburn just continues to show his growth, and you're already seeing good signs of that tonight, aren't you?
Yeah, I really am. He's not really needed right now on offense because there's a domination in the paint by Wisconsin, but he's helping a lot on the defensive end, especially the weak side. And that maturity and also confidence in your team goes a long way and starts to build a rhythm.
Yeah, it really does. Chuck, you taking a break right now. John Blackwell on the floor. Crowell got the second free throw. Here's Tandy, a pull-up right elbow jumper is good. Key Tandy makes it 9-6 Wisconsin.
Great move by Tandy, but there was no hedge on that screen. There's got to be a little bit bigger presence by Crowell.
Klesman goes into Stevie, and he'll flip it in with the right hand. Crowell with his first field goal.
He's making his presence on the other end.
Yes, he is. Amari McGee out there for Wisconsin as well. 11-6 the Badgers. Clark goes off to Matt Mayers in the lineup now, 6'8 senior. Ivan Reynolds in there as well. Clark at the free throw line, pivots, throws to Brigham, backing on Wall, turns left of the lane, banks it in. Marcellus Brigham. And it's 11-8 Wisconsin with 13:40 left in the first half. Kamari McGee throwing to Crowell on the right wing. Stevie sends it out the wall, flips to McGee at the top. Kamari with a pass for Klesman, gives it up to Wall, right side. Sends to Crowell, top of the circle. One dribble, a pass for McGee with 10 on the shot clock. A throw back to Wall, off the right wing. Tyler retreating, sizes up the defense. Mayers is on him, four to shoot. Wall, baseline right, rainbow jumper off the rim and out, no good. Crowell, the offensive rebound and the putback.
That's a really good recognition of not forcing that shot and taking what's open, and it leaves your teammates. Again, it's that trust factor that you got a teammate that might clean that up.
Crowell with 5 points, four rebounds. We're 7 minutes into the game, 13-8 Wisconsin. Matt Mayers gives off to Brigham. Brigham drives in the lane. Wild shot, right hand, way off the mark. Rebound tapped into the hands of Crowell. And here comes Wisconsin and Tyler Wall up the right side of the front court. Leads it for Klesman. Max thinking about it. Gets it to Crowell. Rotates to John Blackwell, left wing. Reynolds is on Blackwell. A throw to Wall, into Crowell, up with the right hand. It rolls off the right side iron. Blackwell a tip, no. And Mayers pulls down the rebound.
I like the aggressiveness right away as Johnny comes in right off the bench and getting right to the glass, making an impact.
12-18 left of the first half, 13-8 Wisconsin. Quincy Clark on the left-hand dribble, hanging, shooting, left elbow, back rim no good. Wall the rebound for the Badgers. Again, one and out for Jacksonville State. Here's McGee off the left wing. He'll leave it for Crowell. Inside to Wall. Tyler in the paint. Backing. Low on the right. Up. Knocked away from behind. Got it back. Wall low on the left. Flips it in. Staying with it. Timeout Jack State. Tyler Wall with 10 points already tonight.
Just dominating the presence and also just being really aggressive tonight. I love that.
All right, we will take our under 12 media timeout. Citgo top tier tri-clean gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. And with more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. 11:56 left in the first half. Wisconsin 15, Jacksonville State 8. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot, basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Calling all Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day Sweepstakes today at AmFam.com/Badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. 15-8, Badgers lead Jack State with 11:56 left in the half, and their following of formulas worked pretty well for them lately. Get it inside.
Get it inside. That had to be a key for them today to dominate. They've got more size, more height, more athleticism, and they're doing it not just scoring points in the paint, they're dominating the boards as well.
Six offensive boards, none for Jacksonville State, 11-5 total rebounds. Carter Gilmore, Nolan Winter out there for Wisconsin. Store, Hepburn, and Blackwell rounding out the five. Alex Odom, point guard, freshman out of Alabama, starts the offense. Now it's Nicholson, they're big at the top of the circle, throws to Odom high on the left. He'll flip it to Caleb Johnson, 6'7 junior from Nova Scotia in the lineup for the first time. Now Reynolds with eight to shoot. Looking to Gora Niang, who just checked in. And now Johnson, the runner in the lane, no good. Rebound fought for, got it. Johnson again goes up and in. Caleb Johnson, the first offensive rebound of the night for Jack State, and he gets the putback, 15-10 Wisconsin.
Yeah, really, really aggressive possession for Jack State. I love it how they followed up, which they have not been doing here in the first 8 minutes.
Here's A.J. Storr at the top of the circle. Left-hand dribble, left of the lane, hanging, and knocked away, and they get a held ball. Arrow Jacksonville State.
Got caught floating in the air with not a decision to make. Again, that goes back to what they did in the Arizona game. Got to trust your teammates. There's a lot of guys open in that kind of possession.
Here's Alex Odom. I'll tell you his role on the team. He has attempted 9 shots this season, but he has 15 assists. So he'll set up the other guys. Nicholson, right of the circle, hands off to Niang on the right wing. Kicks it to Caleb Johnson, feeds Reynolds. Hard dribble drive, right of the lane, pushed it up. That's altered in a big way by Blackwell. It's deflected out of bounds, and the Gamecocks will keep it with 5 of the shot clock.
I love how he takes that hit, and he just doesn't back down. There's just not a guy I don't think you're going to be able to break.
Yeah, there's a maturity to him that's uncommon, to say the least, right?
For
a first-year guy. Baseline right, inbounding to Johnson off the right wing, hanging, shooting, hitting for the right elbow. Caleb Johnson got loose. Max Klusman will be checking in at the next whistle. 10:30 left of the first half, 15-12 Wisconsin. Storr out high, throws to Hepburn outside left. Odom defending Chucky. And now Hepburn for 3, left of the circle. Back rim no good. Rebound Mason Nicholson. As the Badgers have gone quiet. Here's Odom, sets the offense for the Gamecocks, turns the corner in the lane, pass deflected by Winter, stolen by Hepburn, lead feed, Storr glides down the lane, goes up and in. Oh, the athleticism, it looked like he was losing possession, regained it and scored it.
In midair, no less. Holy moly, able to juggle that after it got tipped and be able to tip it back into the basket for yourself is really athletic.
17-12, Wisconsin, 9:50 left of the first half. Here's Caleb Johnson. Left of the lane, stops, fades, fires, clipped the right side iron, no good. Carter Gilmore the rebound. And now Hepburn up the right side of the front court for Wisconsin. Chucky with the pass for Winter. Puts it to John Blackwell on the left side. Takes it off the wing. Blackwell in the paint. Pass deflected, and it goes back to Blackwell. They're trying to trap him along the right baseline. Needs some help. Blackwell gets it out of there to Storr. 10 of the shot clock. Hepburn at the top. Rush screen from Nolan Winter. Hepburn left of the lane. Kicks to Blackwell. 3 ball. Left corner. Good.
Way to stay strong in that corner. Most people would panic, especially a freshman in that corner, but he just stayed patient and waited for the right pass.
Blackwell better than 50% from 3 coming into this game. He was 4 out of 5 on Saturday against Arizona. 20-12 Wisconsin. 9 minutes left of the first half. Ivan Reynolds right of the lane. Whips it left side to Odom. Dribbles off the left wing. He'll shoot it from the elbow and hit it. Alex Odom doesn't shoot much, but he knocks that down. It's 20-14 Wisconsin.
But again, he stays within himself. You said that before when we started. He's a role player, but man, you're going to leave him open. He's going to hit a jump shot.
8:40 left in the first half. Carter Gilmore, top of the circle, gives it to Blackwell off the left wing, backing on Reynolds, backing left block, feeds Winter, flips a 3 left side, nailed it. Big fella hitting a 3, and it's 23-14 Wisconsin.
That's got to feel good for him, especially the last couple of games. He really hasn't had a rhythm for himself, so I bet you coming out here tonight and having some nice touches is going to feel good.
8:15 left of the first half. Niang goes off to Reynolds near the left corner. Gets to Odom high on the left. Nicholson sets the screen. Odom being dogged by Chucky Hepburn. Shot clock at 10. Odom, spin move, lost the handle. Hepburn is there. Badgers have numbers, 3-on-2. A bounce to Blackwell. Right of the lane, reverse layup, around it out. No, tipped up and in by Winter. Big man, running the floor.
Yeah, it's like big man 101. You're taught, if you don't have the advantage, run to the rim.
25-14, Wisconsin. 7:45 left in the first half.
I like that the bench has come in here and not lost that rhythm for the starting five.
Here's Reynolds driving, and he gets fouled on the play, and I think that might be on Josh Blackwell. It's screened off there. It will be on Blackwell. That'll be his first, and we have a timeout here at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin basketball brought to you in part by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. 7:37 left in the first half. Wisconsin 25, Jack State 14. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hello?
Man, where are you? This wedding is lit. I thought you were coming.
Ooh, I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get a flu shot?
I wish I did. I can't believe I'm missing out on Greg's wedding.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Grandma's about to what? What?
Man, I'll call you back.
Oh, man.
Sounds like another case of flu FOMO. Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. It keeps you protected and also protects your loved ones. Protecting our community can't wait. So why get stuck inside with the flu? Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll see a low of 29. Mostly cloudy on your Friday, highs in the low 40s. Chance of rain Friday night, lows around 33. And some rain showers on your Saturday. Cloudy by the afternoon, 40 degrees. Sunday, mostly cloudy, 39 the high. Currently, 42 degrees.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 25-14 Wisconsin, 7.5 minutes left in the first half.
Yeah, and the key statistic coming out of that timeout is 50% of their points are coming in the paint. And another thing that I thought was pretty interesting is that when looking at these statistics, it's not just dominating the paint side, it's rebounds. They're getting a lot of tips, fast breaks. Just right now, I love the aggressiveness of Wisconsin.
Juwan Purdue missing a three. Badgers on the other end. Go into Crowell, low on the left. Pushed it up and in. It counts and a foul.
There he is.
Big Stevie with 7 points. Caleb Johnson called for the foul. That'll be his first and the team's fifth.
And it's something he's been working on this year, is making a quick move out of that post-entry pass versus dribbling and trying to back somebody down. It's a really aggressive move to make that opposite side away from the help side. They were coming from the top side down, and he went left instead.
Crowd with a free throw attempt. That's too hard, no good. The rebound to Matt Mayers. Stevie, 1 out of 3 at the foul line. 27-14 Wisconsin. 7:05 left in the first half. Kiki Tandy starts the offense, throwing to Mayers at the top of the circle. Crowd defending. Mayers running right lane line, and he got tied up by Crowell. And the arrow belongs to Wisconsin. Good work defensively from Crowell.
Yeah, really good pinch, but McGee also stayed right in there. And then I think that's why he had to pick up the ball so much sooner than I think he would have in that play. Watch here right down.
Yeah,
comes
you're right.
Down. He was like, uh-oh,
exactly
another guy's
right.
Coming.
Here comes Kamari McGee. Quincy Clark defending. McGee to the front court of the right side. A bounce for Crowell, top of the circle. Crowell holds and looks, shovels it into Wall, mid-post right, turns to the baseline, kicks it back out to McGee. McGee with a pass for Blackwell, turns it to Klesman on the left side, tried to shovel it into Wall, deflected out of bounds by Tandy with 7 on the shot clock.
Well, I know he wanted to get it in there, Klesman, on that pass, but you have to fake that pass. You have to fake away from that and then be able to have that entry come along the baseline.
McGee baseline left, will inbound it, looking. Throws to Klesman, left corner. They close him out well. Here's Crowell. He'll try a three left side. Off the rim, no good. Quincy Clark, the rebound. 6:28 left in the half, 27-14 Wisconsin. Clark off a high screen from Nicholson. Shuffles left, feeds Tandy. Tries a three left side. Bangs off the left side iron, no good. Rebound Crowell, who has 7 of them already tonight. Here comes Max Klesman, left sideline of the front court. High screen Crowell, a throw to Wall, top of the circle. Turns to Blackwell on the right side, around a Wall screen. Foul line jumper off the bounce, off the rim, no good. Mason Nicholson clears the board for Jack State. 6 minutes left in the half, Badgers up 13. Kiki Tandy on the left-hand dribble to the free throw line, leaning, shooting, scoring, and one. Tandy with the and one. He was fouled by Max Klesman.
They did a really nice job of really breaking hard off of Max Klesman's top foot and getting into the lane, and then I don't think Max was ready for him to pull up. So really good job by Tandy to be able to like change the rhythm a little bit.
Kamari McGee will come out. Chucky Hepburn is in there, along with Blackwell, Klesman, Wall, and Crowell.
Last two possessions for Wisconsin, a little too quick, out of rhythm. They weren't as much in the flow. So I would say the next possession, it's got to be a focus either getting it inside, which they've dominated at, or you got to get a better rhythm shot.
Free throw for Kiki Tandy is good. And it's 27-17 Wisconsin. And a little 1-2-2-3 quarters look from Jacksonville State. Badgers get it across the timeline. 5:48 left in the first half. Hepburn throwing a Wall. Is off to Klesman. Klesman against Travis Roberts into Crowell. Low on the right. Layup good. It counts and a foul. Mason Nicholson called for the foul and one for Stevie Crowell.
That is the upperclassman abusing the lowerclassman. He just had him pinned within about 3 feet of the rim. And just great job recognizing that move.
Crowell with 9 points and 7 rebounds. Tyler Wall has 10 points and 4 boards. 20 paint points already for Wisconsin. Crowell with free throw, and that will dance out. No good. Mason Nicholson the rebound.
He seems to be a little off on his shots.
A little off at the foul line here. Here's Quincy Clark at the free throw line. 5:30 left in the half. Badgers up 12. Marcellus Brigham, baseline right, trying to back down Wall. Brigham, right lane line, in the paint, pivots, fakes, up left hand, good.
Ooh, aggressive.
Very impressive.
Very impressive.
Switch into the left hand for the bucket. 29-19 Wisconsin. 5:10 left till halftime. Klesman with a dangerous pass to Hepburn. That was deflected by Clark and then off of Chucky, they say, and out of bounds. Turnover Wisconsin. Second to this half on the Badgers. A.J. Storr will check in, replacing John Blackwell.
It was interesting to see Jack State come out in that 1-2-2 because they did that early in the preseason. I got to watch the West Virginia game that they played, and they did that too, and that was actually really successful in the beginning of the first half. They ran out of steam in the second half against West Virginia, but in that first half, they did actually a really good job picking up the pace, which that's how they like to play.
So there's 6 losses. That West Virginia game was the only one that wasn't close. They've been in close games. In fact, 4 of the losses have been one possession games. Tandy with a pass to Quincy Clark, left of the lane, pivots, kicks it out to Brigham, open three on the left side is good. Marcellus Brigham came in missing his last 13 shots from long range and just 17% for the season. You wouldn't know it there. 29-22 Wisconsin. 4:42 left of the first half. A.J. Storr throwing to Stephen Crowell. Now it's Klesman flipping to Gilmore. Refeeds Max on the right side. Klesman baseline right. Turns it back out to Gilmore and a bad. Try to jam a pass into Crowell. Deflected and stolen away. Turnover Wisconsin.
You can't make those post-entry passes from the top side of the key, especially when there's the defender in the corner.
Tandy on the dribble, right side against Klesman. Tandy to the free throw line, leaning, shooting, missing, but he was fouled. And it's going to go against Klesman. That's going to be his second, and Tandy will go to the line for 2 shots.
Wow, as much grinding and bumping and movement that there's been in the guard play, that seemed a little soft for a ball.
Yeah, there wasn't much there. Taking a look at it right now. So the Badgers, which had been foul-free for a good chunk of this game, they've picked up 3 of them, 2 against Max Klesman. Kiki Tandy with 5 points. First free throw is good. A really good year a few years ago at Xavier, and then was injury plagued the last couple of seasons. Out of Hopkinsville, Kentucky, leads this Jack State team in scoring, 17 and a half a game coming in.
He was quite the scorer when he was at Xavier.
Yes, so he was.
To see him out here tonight, you wouldn't expect him to go 0-for-0.
No. It's both free throws. He'll come out. Ivan Reynolds is in. Nolan Winter has checked in for Wisconsin. place of Crowell, and it's a 7-point run now for Jack State, 29-24 Wisconsin.
And I really do believe that Quincy Clark has actually been the start of that. I know the other guys are scoring, but he's really made possessions be really important, but he's also put guys in really good spots.
Jack State showed the 1-2-2-3 quarters look. Badgers get it across. 4 minutes left in the half. Nolan Winter high on the right, hands off to Blackwell. He'll feed Carter Gilmore. Gives off to Hepburn, top of the circle. Shot clock at 7. Here's Chucky, left lane. Stops, pumps, shoots, missed, but he was fouled. A little shot fake, got his man in the air, and Hepburn will shoot free throws when we continue. Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Reach out to your local FS retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more. And Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. 3:49 left of the first half. Wisconsin 29, Jack State 24. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer, so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey Badger fans, if you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, choose a Brew Pub Pizza loaded with quality meats and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brew Pub Lots of Mozza Pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. A 7-point run for Jack State. They're right back in the game. 3:49 left in the half, 29-24 Wisconsin.
What they've done really good job the last 2 to 3 minutes is get Wisconsin up in a little different pace. They've had more turnovers here in the last few minutes, and that's how they play. They want to turn you over. They want to get you excited. They want to speed the game up.
The opponents average nearly 15 turnovers a game against Jack State. Chucky Hepburn missing the first free throw. So this Jacksonville State team knows what close games look like. They're just trying to figure out a way to win them as Hepburn hits the second, so he gets a split 30-24 Wisconsin. 3:48 left in the first half. Hepburn trying to bother Tandy in the backcourt. Trying to sell as though he got shoved off. No sale. But a good try. Tandy on the dribble at the midcourt logo. High screen from Matt Myers. Tandy on the attack. And he got bumped and a foul is called. They're going to get Blackwell. And that's going to be 2 on John Blackwell.
You can tell guard didn't like that call. You know, as aggressive as the game's been, let them play or make those calls. But switching back and forth is really tough as a player.
Guard keeping Blackwell in there. Here's the inbounds pass to Brigham. Tries a 3 and splashed it from the left wing. That's his second 3-point hit of the half. He came in, I'll say it again, 17% from deep coming in. 30-27 Wisconsin. 3:18 left of the first half. Hepburn on the left wing. Chucky throws it back out to Blackwell up top. Sends it back to Hepburn. Loops the wall left of the lane. Through a double team. Gets it out of there to Hepburn. 10 to shoot. Chucky bobs off a Nolan Winter screen. Gives to Storr. Steps back. Long 2 straight away. Front rim no. Comes back to Storr. He'll glide to the goal again. Layup good. It counts. And a foul. Long 2. So let me get the board. And then I'll attack and it's an and one.
That's a great recognition because Wisconsin's not been really in a rhythm lately, so that jump shot probably felt really awkward. But they got to get back to what they were doing at the beginning. Dominate the paint for not only the offensive side, but the rebounding side. And they've gotten away with that, or gotten away from that, especially with the pressure.
Ivan Reynolds called for his first foul. A.J. Storr has, I think they're going over to the scores table to make sure they have the right guy there. Guilty of the foul. Well, maybe Travis Roberts was in there too. And it is on, they're going to say it is on Ivan Reynolds. So that's his first. Storr 26 of 29 at the free throw line this season. And make it 27 out of 30 as he knocks it down to finish the three-point play. 33-27 Wisconsin. 2 minutes, 55 seconds left of the first half as Kiki Tandy will walk it through the center circle to the front court. High screen from Mayers. Tandy on the left wing. Gets it to Travis Roberts. Sends it back to Tandy. High on the left. Blackwell defending. Veteran against the rookie. Tandy turns it back out to Mayers. Outside left. Feeds Roberts. Eight to shoot. Roberts hanging, shooting. Left wing. Back iron. No. Elevating for the rebound is A.J. Storr. Boy, did he get up in the air.
Did he touch his elbows?
Let's just say he's got a little bounce. Here's Tyler Wall outside left. 2:20 left in the half. 6-point lead. Wisconsin. Wall on the attack. Off the left wing. Goes to the goal. Layup good with the right hand.
Talk about another person who has a little bit of engine inside
yes,
of him.
Yes, he does. 35-27 Wisconsin. 2:07 left in the first half. Tandy against Hepburn. Chucky trying to get into it defensively here. A bounce to Matt Mayers at the top. Winter is on him. Now Tandy again. Around the screen. Foul line shot. Clipped the left side iron. No good. Rebound, John Blackwell.
I like that Chucky's not giving him easy looks. He's on his corner or on his hip the entire time.
Hepper with a shot fake against Tandy. Gets it into Wall. Right elbow feeds Winter. Open three straight away. Banged off the rim. No good. Rebound, Travis Roberts of Jack State. Minute 35 left in the half. 35-27 Wisconsin. Tandy on the left wing has Wall on him. Now Blackwell picks him up and throw to Reynolds, top of the circle. He is with Chucky. Reynolds slips it out to Mayer. Long two straight away. No good. Rebound. Roberts reaching over Hepburn. Back tapped it. Now Tandy is open. Left side three. No good. Tipped up. No. Rebound. Nolan Winter for Wisconsin. A minute 10 left in the half. 35-27 Wisconsin. Wall gives off to Blackwell. High on the right. Flips to Winter. Top of the circle. Winter gives to Hepburn. Scoops at the Wall. Throws it to Blackwell. Blackwell to the free throw line. Kills the dribble. Kicks it to Winter. Finds Hepburn. Loops the Wall. Eight to shoot. Tyler draws the double. Now on the attack. Reverse layup. Good. Going right to left. Saw the double coming. Made his move.
And not only the double coming, but the guy from the low side gave away the entire baseline. So good job for Tyler to recognize where to make that move.
37-27. Wisconsin. 35 seconds left of the first half. Ivan Reynolds high on the left. A bounce for Roberts. Top of the circle. Turns it to Brigham. Marcellus Brigham on the right wing. On the dribble. Off the bounce. Right elbow jumper. Too long. No good. Storr the rebound. 20 seconds left in the half. Shot clock is dark. Hepburn looking over to Greg Gard for instructions, and they'll take the use it or lose it timeout. With 14.4 seconds left in the half, Stevie Crowell's going to re-enter for Nolan Winter. Badgers lead 37-27.
Way to take that punt. We've been talking about it a few of the games. They take that little run punch, 7, 8, 9 points, and then make the stop, get back into your rhythm. You're going to have to do that all season. All the good teams are going to be able to do it. So I like that Wisconsin's really getting that attitude that, all right, hold, right, hold tight, and then make your attack.
And the Badgers can get the final shot here of the first half. A 7-point run for Wisconsin now as a scoring drought for Jacksonville State in progress.
And I think with 14 seconds left, your focus is going to be coming inside to the paint. You've dominated the paint. You're into the bonus right now. It should be a focus either get a drive or get it into the paint to probably Crowell because he's been dominant down in the low post.
Crowell and Winter are going to be out there together.
That's
okay, there
combo.
You go. Yeah. Storr, Hepburn, and Blackwell rounding out the five. And Tyler Wall sits out the remainder of the first half. A.J. Storr sideline left will inbound. Badgers up 10, closing seconds of the first half. Inbounds pass to Hepburn. Outside left against Quincy Clark. 10 seconds left in the half. Hepburn off a high screen from Winter. Chucky with 6 seconds. Hepburn still dribbling. Drives right lane line up high off the glass. No, but a foul. And Hepburn will go to the line. Quincy Clark with a foul. 3.5 seconds left in the half.
There we go. Either to the paint or in the paint. Chucky did a nice job being able to shield himself off and get to the rim.
Now Wall ready to check back in, but first free throws for Hepburn. He is 1 out of 2 at the foul line and make it 1 out of 3. Badgers have been red hot at the free throw line of late, but not so much in the first half tonight. Wall checks in for Blackwell.
And that's kind of that mental side of the game.
Second free throw is good for Hepburn. Now Kamari McGee will be checking in. The guard getting Blackwell out of there. He has the 2 fouls. McGee is in for Hepburn. 3.5 left in the half. 38-27, Wisconsin.
A little confusion.
Yeah, definitely. Mouse pass to Reynolds. Half court heave counts. If it goes, and it goes, and it counts.
Yeah, guard's not real happy about that because no one picked him up and let him come across the court without a single hand in his face.
Yeah, you're right. That was a long shot, but it was a wide open shot as Storr sagged off, and Reynolds just inside a half court. They're looking at it, but the shot clearly looked like it got away before the clock hit zero. So we have come to the end of the first half here in Madison. At the break, Wisconsin 38, Jacksonville State 30. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
At the half, Wisconsin 38, Jacksonville State 30. Well, nothing like a wide open half-court heave to make a coach real happy. Probably going to be a little lively in the Badgers locker room, up by 8, but they kind of gift-wrapped that last shot.
They did really gift-wrap that, and Storr is probably going to take the brunt of that abuse in the locker room, most likely. But, you know, taking away from halftime, two takeaways. They dominated the paint, rebounds, points in the paint. What they didn't do a good job, and I hope there's an adjustment mentally in this, 54% from the free throw line when they're typically shooting about 75%. They've got to pick that part of the game back up because they've left about probably 10 points out on the floor right now.
Yeah, they're the best free throw shooting team in the Big Ten, better than 77% coming in, even better than that over the last six games. But as Charlie said, scuffling a bit tonight, 6 of 11 are the Badgers in the first half this evening. 38-30, Wisconsin leads Jacksonville State. Coming up, our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
Some might call me obsessed, but if you shop for holiday gifts at Kohl's, you get it. With their friends and family sale, I got 25% off already great deals, like 40% off comfy tech gear activewear. Then I saved 30% on Lego building sets, 30% on cozy Koolaburra by UGG bedding, and earn Kohl's cash. So, yeah, I think it's pretty obvious why I love Kohl's, and why you'll love it too. Select styles, Lego and Koolaburra by UGG. Coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. Offers end December 17th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game.
Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
It's time for the Make the Holidays Bright sales event at your local Ford dealer. Get special offers on our adventure-ready Ford SUVs or on our great selection of Ford trucks. Choose from a large inventory of Ford vehicles equipped with technology, space, and flexibility for any season. And let Ford make the holidays bright, bringing everyone together. Visit your local Ford dealer today during the Make the Holidays Bright sales event.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
38-30, Wisconsin leads Jacksonville State at the half. Individual scoring first for the Gamecocks. Marcellus Brigham mentioned he was 0 for his last 13 from the three-point line, covering the previous seven games. He's 2 for 2 tonight, and he has 10 points to lead the way. Kiki Tandy has 7. Caleb Johnson with 4. 3 for Ivan Reynolds, that nearly half-court heave at the buzzer. And 2 points for Travis Roberts, 2 points for Alex Odom, and 2 for Andres Burney. Wisconsin paced by Tyler Wall. He has 14 points, 4 rebounds. Steven Crowell with 9 points and 7 rebounds. A.J. Storr with 5. Nolan Winter with 5. John Blackwell with 3. Chucky Hepburn with 2. At the half, Wisconsin 38, Jacksonville State 30. More of our halftime presentation. Halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is a Midwest-based company committed to the values of honesty and integrity in all of our transactions. From Detroit to Madison, from Chicago to Marquette, we've got you covered. Huge selection, quality name brand products, a knowledgeable staff, and competitive low pricing. Plus, with our fast direct-to-home shipping, you can quickly get back to doing what you love most, working on your ride. Bumper-to-bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the big win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
It's time for the Make the Holidays Bright sales event at your local Ford dealer. Get special offers on our adventure-ready Ford SUVs or on our great selection of Ford trucks. Choose from a large inventory of Ford vehicles equipped with technology, space, and flexibility for any season. And let Ford make the holidays bright, bringing everyone together. Visit your local Ford dealer today during the Make the Holidays Bright sales event.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company?
Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
38-30, Wisconsin leads Jacksonville State at the half alongside Charlie Wills. I'm Matt LePay. Charlie, you talked about the Badgers are getting a ton done in the paint, 26-8. Maybe a couple sequences there where they weren't, you know, taking advantage of that, but for the most part, the formula is working. They gift wrap that last bucket, but they're still in a pretty good spot, relative control of this game, would you say?
Yeah, I feel like they are in control. They led probably 16 out of the 20 minutes of that half. They had the lead and they had that kind of rhythm, but this is where I think a little bit of more of the maturity. I think they've done it in games, but right now, if your big men are dominating the game, give them the ball. You have to take your pride and maybe a little of that extra scoring edge off of you. Like, so this is a message to the guards, and it may sound biased because I'm a big man, but they are dominating the paint. Out of the 38 points, they've got, 26 points?
Yeah.
So, just get them the ball in the paint. Let that be the message, because when they're dominating the paint, when they're rebounding, they're undefeated. So just keep going with that rhythm.
Tyler Wall really established himself early at the offensive end. 14 first half points for Tyler here tonight. Wisconsin 38, Jacksonville State 30. We'll check out some more of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
38-30, Wisconsin leads Jacksonville State at the half. Some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. As we check Wisconsin's numbers, 15 of 32 for the field, 47%, 2 of 8 from the arc, 6 of 11 from the foul line. Jacksonville State shot it pretty well, 12 of 26, 46%, 3 of 8 from long range, 3 of 3 at the foul line. The Badgers a plus 7 on the glass. The second chance points, 11-2 in favor of Wisconsin. 5 assists, 3 turnovers for the Badgers, 3 assists, and 6 first half turnovers for the Jacksonville State Gamecocks. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
At the half, Wisconsin 38, Jacksonville State 30. This is the Halftime Report, brought to you by Culver's. The second half is coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Earl Ingram was giving Thanksgiving turkey cooking tips. Apparently, if you use your thumb and put an imprint on the turkey breast, if it bounces back, it's fresh. If it doesn't, it's frozen.
If you see a guy wandering around a grocery store in Madison doing things to turkeys, you'll know who it is.
I just gotta find myself a freshie.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals